Dan.
Hi.
Hi, Rose.
Oh.
Hello there, is that Justin? Justin Scott?
Who's calling?
It's please. Billy calling back from MMA Legal. We spoke the other day regarding the Scottish redress claim. You wanted me to send over some information and then obviously let you call back.
Yes, sorry I haven't called you back, but I've just got a little one on here.
That's totally understandable, do not worry. I'm just asking today if it's something that you'd like to proceed with through ourselves or not.
Yeah.
So the call with me will probably take about 5 to 10 minutes. And what I want to reassure you on is we don't require you to go and get your evidence or anything. We locate it all for you and we can provide that back to you as well. So am I okay to run over the call with you at the moment? It'll take about 5-10 minutes.
What company are you for again? Sorry.
So I'm from MMA Legal. M for mother, A for apple. We had a conversation 2 days ago.
You sent me to a mother, eh?
Yeah.
Was it on WhatsApp?
It was supposed to be on WhatsApp, but the number that you provided to me didn't
have WhatsApp.
I've got so much trouble
with my WhatsApp. Like, I've got a different number, but my WhatsApp's a different number. It's crazy.
That'll be wild.
I don't know if I told you the other day there. I've got a scam call about this the other day there as well. That's why I had to check.
You will also get scam calls just because, in the most professional way I can say it to you, if you are going to be making a claim, or if anybody knows that you are going to be making a claim from Scottish Redress as well, you will be getting various calls from different companies because they will want you to claim through them directly where they can offer you a lot less than what you are actually entitled to.
These were scammers. This was definitely a scam call that I got, eh?
To be on the safe side, don't give out any bank details to anyone because you'll be...
Oh, I would never do that. But it was personal details he was asking, and I eventually got him into his language-wise, but anyway, that's why I was like that over the day, really. That's all.
Well, on the text message, I did send over the solicitor's details and everything like that as well for you, so therefore, everything is in one place. And what I will also do is I will take your WhatsApp number too, your actual WhatsApp number, and I'll drop your message over so everything's in all there for you in one place. So you know who your solicitor is. You know, you can track your claim with me and you can track your claim at any time. All you need to do is bob me a message over and I can let you know where the case is up to. Is that okay with you?
Of course it is.
So I just want to make sure the details you provided to me are correct. I've got it as Justin Scott. And we've got an email as jdog7011@gmail.com. Is that the best email for you, sir?
Yeah.
And this mobile number that we're on at the moment is the best number to contact you on, but it's not the best number for WhatsApp. Is that correct?
Aye, I didn't think how I'd change it, like.
Don't worry, I'll help you. Don't worry at all. In regards to yourself, can I ask you, is there any other names that you... Do you prefer to be called Jay, for an example, or are you happy for me to keep it as Justin?
No, I'm just Justin, eh?
Just Justin, perfect. And what's your date of birth there for me, please, sir?
96, 1970.
Now, I do need to ask, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses? The only reason I ask this is because you would qualify for a fast track if you have.
Terminal?
Yeah, so have you been given a certain amount of time to live or anything like that at all?
Nah, but I'd say it's about 5 years. No, I've not got a terminal illness. I have got illness.
No problem there whatsoever. And could I please ask you for your current home postcode to where you're living at the moment, please, sir?
Okay, it's Echo Hotel 17.
Yep.
8 Roger Bravo.
Perfect. And is that Newton Street in Edinburgh?
New Toft.
Sorry, I do apologise. Yeah,
it's a weird name.
What's the door number, darling?
531.
531, perfect. And that's in Edinburgh. Now, prior to you going into the care system, was you brought up in Edinburgh or was you brought up in a different part of Scotland, darling?
No, I've been brought up in Edinburgh.
Edinburgh, so I'm assuming it would have been Edinburgh local authority that popped you within the care system.
I actually wasn't at I actually didn't get to the care system.
I think it was with you. I think, let me just have a look on your application if I am correct here. I think you was in jail in adult prisons, wasn't you, between the ages of 16 and 17?
No, 16, and I go to jail. I go 4 years for my first offence. I'd never been in the care system and that. My mother managed to keep me. I'd been to panels and things like that.
And
I got arrested when I was 15. I got a broken nose for a police officer, and I took him to court.
And is that the reason why you were sent to prison due to that situation?
No. I done like three or four. Three and a half months remand. In adult prisons before I was sentenced. Because they're not very poor, see.
So can I ask you, at the age of 16, when you was actually taken to the prison, do you know the name of the prison that you were sent to?
I was sent to Salter.
Could you spell that for me the best way you could, please?
S-A-U-G-H-T-U-N.
Salter prison. And how long was you here for, Darren, if you remember?
I've done months in there.
Months? So you say between 3 to 6 months?
I'd run 3 months at a time, probably three times a year or so.
Three times a year. And was that over 4 years?
No. That was over a year and a half.
Over a year and a half, no problem. Thank
Between
you for that.
Between 16 and 17, and then I got a four stretch.
We
spent a couple of weeks in adult prison, and then we went to Greenock.
So I'm just going to get that on here. So the first kind of place that you was positioned in was Salton Prison. Is that correct, Alan?
Yeah.
Let me just get that on your file here for you. Give me 2 seconds. The commission. And if I am correct, at the age of 15, 16, it possibly would have been around about 1986, if I am correct. Just a rough guess.
Yeah, 1985 to 86, yes.
1985 to 86. Thank you so much for that information. That's just because that helps us locate your files. So for any reason, they're trying to prevent us getting them, we know the years and things like that as well. Can I ask you, when you were in this prison, the people involved, was it the inmates as well as the prison guards as well?
What's that?
So was you ever involved in any situations with, so was you ever involved in any conflict with the inmates as well as the guards, the prison guards there, in regards to
the abuse? Yeah, all the time.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Prison was hard, but yeah. There's no namby-pamby, but it's like, you know, prison was hard in the 80s.
And most importantly, you're a young boy, so you're a young boy.
But a wee 16-year-old who's never been in trouble with.
She's 16 years old who's never really been in trouble, was sent to a male's prison.
Aye. I'd never think my family's just a normal family, yeah.
And obviously, because you come from a normal family, can I ask you what was the... Obviously, when you got there to the prison, of course, I can imagine you were scared and, of course, nervous. Did anybody settle you down or make you feel comfortable within that prison at all before they sent you in there?
No. Who could have done that? I don't understand that question. Who could have got me there? I don't get that question. Can you rephrase it, please?
Yeah, so did anybody, so when you arrived at this prison, did any of the prison officers sit you down and explain things to you?
It's 1986.
And did you just get thrown straight in the deep end?
I am a free man cell.
And was you put into a cell with another person as well? Was that three men in the cell?
Yeah, three men.
So... And these were obviously men compared to you.
Yeah, they were in D Hall, which was a remand hall for over 21s. So, yes, there was a lot of older men and a lot of bullies about that.
stressful. And can I ask you to give me an understanding of what you've had to deal with within your time here, darling? I understand that obviously it's a hard conversation, so you, I'm here to go with it as you need.
What do you want me to say?
Can I just have an understanding? Like,
you want me to go back to 1985, 1986, 7?
If you possibly could.
You got bullies, you got battered. The screws or whatever you like call them were animals back then. They just place. It was a lot of jungle, eh? Can you just go your canteen and that taken off you for all the people getting like the abuse you go for the people that may be looking after you was absolutely outrageous. You got to remember in 1987, I think all the jails went on. Getting all kicked off in riots. I was a young lad.
And you was there while the riots was going on?
I was in the riots in Glenoco when I was 17. We couldn't find anywhere for it to put us on the man. We got flung up there. The whole prison was getting smashed up. And all that.
Bolton prison. I'm so sorry, just because I have to do it in I'm so sorry. So you have provided me with enough information regarding this, and you understand it is a very hard topic of conversation for you.
Again, I would like you, I could come into an office, but it's kind of hard to go through here, but I could hear it's all part of my trauma I've got now. I've got PTSD.
No, definitely.
I've got PTSD and all that, you know, like, kind of.
And anxiety and depression and things like
I've
that.
I've got diagnosed with it all.
Somehow, which is understandable. And that's why my job is to make sure we do get you the justice you deserve. Now, no money will ever take away what you've had to deal with whatsoever, which is the only bit of justice we can get, and I will reassure you to fight this for you to make sure you
I couldn't actually be bothered to do that. See, there was my mother there. She said it's a blue life, get it done.
They have. So, can I please ask you, after Salton, did you go to Greenock, was it? Was that Greenock where you got placed?
I've been to Pullman when I was 17 as well, during a remand.
So I'm going to just go to Pullman, and that was during set, well, you was around 17, so it was around 19.
I was doing another 3.5 months. I'm not saying I've done it all up there. I can't remember. Because it was such, but as I say, I was in an adult prison. We were looking over the adults, and they were smashing the prison up. And they told us to smash up as well, eh? So, like, you just get involved, eh? You know, like, so you're like, and then the reason that happened that night, when the screws took us out ourselves, put me in a cell and left me naked all night. You know, like, it's just crazy things that happen back then. You haven't got a clue, honestly. I'm not saying you haven't got a clue, but people haven't got a clue. They go into prison now. Get in prison, isn't it, like that? Prison's not even again. Right. So anyway, can we move forward, please?
Yes, that's not an issue. That's not an issue whatsoever. You have given me an understanding of what you've had to deal with about your time in Salton and Pullman Prison, so I have got that noted down here for you. That's not an issue.
Just one other thing. I got paid for swapping out as well.
You got paid for what, sorry?
Swapping out. Hello?
I'm just getting that typed down here for you.
All right.
And was that in Pullman Prison where you got paid for that?
No. You have to be in a... That was for the payments when you were doubled up and you had to pee in front of people and do the toilet. Because that's what you had to do when you were doubled up, three-manned up. That's what you had to do full stop when you were in prison, then, aren't we? We didn't have toilets.
No.
And you have to be in for a certain amount of time, you get paid for that as well. And I was under 21 when I got paid. No, and I got paid.
And I do need to ask the question. Is just a straight up answer, yes or no. You don't have to go into detail, do not worry. But could I ask you, about your time in any of these prisons, was there any sexual abuse or sexual assault at all?
There was, yes.
Was that in Pullman or Sorton?
Sorton.
And can I just ask, was that from the staff or was that from the inmates?
It was from my inmate.
I'm so sorry you have had to deal with this. I really am. I understand you've kept this in for as long as possible. I do appreciate you going into this conversation with me today and enlightening me on this. I am just getting on here the impact that it's had on you. And, of course, even speaking to you now, I understand that it is a hard topic of conversation for you to relive. Can I ask you, have you ever struggled to build relationships with new people over these years or to trust in people?
Well, 100%.
So in regards to yourself, I just have to explain to you, as I had done yesterday, that you can apply yourself without a solicitor and you can instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes where anything up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, and you can also instruct a private agreement. Now, we work on a no-win, no-fee basis, so if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you will not be charged a single penny. And if the case is successful, then the legal team will take a fee of 16% plus VAT, which is a maximum of 20%. Now, that's to reassure you, they will go ahead and they will make sure that they... I understand it's not about the money, but like I say, it's the only bit of justice that they can get for you at this moment in time. So what they will do is they will make sure that they get you the top end of exactly what you are entitled to. They will reassure you to find this, and most importantly, what they will be able to do is they will locate and contact all the local authorities where they will approach them. They will ask them for all the paperwork that they have got on you and all of your files from the get-go. Now, we will be able to provide
that. What's the files for 45 years ago, eh?
Well, you have got the files, did you say, sorry?
No, I'm saying let's hope we've got the files. It was all paper files back then, eh?
This is one thing. So in regards to yourself...
They'll have records of me being in a prison. I've got records of that.
Well, in regards to yourself, when we locate them, they might turn around and say to you, I can't locate your documents, we can't find them, third-party details are on there, so we can't provide them back, things like that. Now, when we go and request them, with it being a legal representation, they have no option but to provide us them documents back. So once we get them documents, we will always give you the option if you would like a copy of them. Now, we understand you may not want them back. That's totally fine. But we would like to give you that option just so you know. Because some people don't have an understanding of what they've dealt with or what has gone on. So,
okay, so I need to move this on. I'm just getting agitated, sorry. How long the time frame are we talking here? Please.
So the claim process can take anything up to 12 months. Now, that's the maximum time frame we have to give you. It does not mean it will take 12 months. That's just what we have to tell you to be on the safe side. Now, you could be paid out within 2 months. You could be paid out within 3 months' time. We just have to tell you 12 months just to be on the safe side.
There's another trauma for us. Say 12 months, you know what I mean?
I understand that, but you don't have to go to court. You don't fight anything.
Aye, but I'm still thinking about it. I'm just thinking about it.
Now, we will
I'm worried about court and business, eh? I'm just worried about the government getting held responsible, eh? For ruining my life.
I know, and I totally agree with that. That's why the only way we can put it through on a fast track is for people who have basically been provided with a terminal illness. I'm sorry, has got a terminal illness. The reason for that is just because...
Aye, that's okay, it's okay. It's okay. I'm not trying to be rude. I just tell any information I need to finish this call, please. I appreciate everything you're doing. I'm just stressed out in the way.
Yeah, which is understandable. So all that we require from yourself now is a picture of your ID and proof of address. Now, ID can be anything from driver's licence, passport, provisional, bus pass.
I still, I've got a passport, sorry.
Perfect. So what I need you to do is open it like a book for me and take a foot, like make sure all four corners are within this
picture.
And they will also require a picture of a letter. Now it can be any letter, date.
That's okay, I've got away as well. Yeah, yeah. Understand. I've done all this
and,
legal jargon.
Perfect. And also, you are going to be getting a text message come through. The text message will come through in the next 2 to 3 minutes. And all that we need you to do is click on that link. Go on the signature, pop your signature in there with your finger and press execute documents, because we can't require your documents without you saying you're happy for us to do so or happy for
no
us
problem.
To take
it further. I'll get that done in the next couple of days for you on Monday morning.
Perfect. Well, we can't submit this off without it, so that document shall come straight through to you now and it will come
What's
through.
What's your name
you
again? Will I speak to you
My
again,
name?
But is it Billy?
Yeah,
all
it's
right. Billy. So you keep in contact with me.
Yeah, what's your WhatsApp number? I'm going to WhatsApp you now.
Actually, you know what? 2 minutes, my phone. I'm going to try and do that. But it's not this phone number either. It's one number I had. I'll need to change it to this phone number.
Unless you want me to give you my number and you message me on WhatsApp and then I'll know what your WhatsApp number is.
Perfect.
Yeah, so let me know when you're ready and I'll give you my number.
I'm ready now.
Yeah, so it's 07... Sorry, I'm reading your number out there. Give me a second. It's 07.
Oh, yeah.
76.
Aye, aye.
30.
Yes.
83.
Yeah. 325. Okay. 1, 2. I'll take it, sir.
077-6308-3325.
Yeah, yeah. Right, boy.
Get that message over to me, perfect, and I'll drop you a message of everything else that we require, and we'll go from there, darling, all right?
All right, let's hope this doesn't last long, yeah?
Perfect. Thank you for your time, Justin.
Cheers, boy.
Cheers, darling. Goodbye.